Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A beautiful nasheed, and you'll be hearing more about that nasheed in the coming days. I don't want to tell you too much about it. Welcome to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. My name is Yusuf Musaji, and I will be with you up until 8 p.m. this evening. I can't really say that I've been away because in my absence I've been sending through clips and having interviews on the radio, and most of the listeners have been following right through. So there's not much to update you on in where I've been and what I've been up to and what's it all been about. But for those who missed it out, last week Sunday I left South Africa on a Etihad flight to Abu Dhabi. And that was for the World Halal Travel Summit, the first of its kind, that was to be hosted in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, the capital of the United Arab Emirates. There are seven emirates that form the United Arab Emirates, and Abu Dhabi being the capital and the head of the seven. We reached there Monday morning. We were housed at the Hilton Hotel, and immediately we had to get ready to be moved off to the summit, which was taking place at ADNEC, the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Center. Huge building. You know, we get blown away when we visit the International Conference Center or we visit Sandton Convention Center. But let me tell you, this is about five times bigger than the Sandton Convention Center. Mind-blowing. And Monday morning early we were there. At the exhibition or the summit, there was a seminar hall where there was various programs that were being hosted. Speakers from across the globe, from America, from the United Kingdom, from the various Arab countries. And also there was various exhibitors, people, tour operators, people who have different services for the travel industry, all had their places, different countries, Morocco, Kazakhstan, Tanzania, Kenya, from wherever you could think of, I think more than 25 countries, 200 exhibitors from across the globe, hotels. And each one was, so to say, displaying and offering their services, networking with various people. So you have people who are Muslim and non-Muslim. And on the other hand, there's this industry that has developed over the last 5 or 6 years, which is termed as the halal tourism industry, where Muslims are now traveling across the globe for various purposes, for travel, for leisure, for sightseeing. And we have needs, specific needs, and travel and tourism has been the domain of the disbelievers who consume alcohol and eat any type of meat, consume pork. So with our own specific needs, and that the Muslim Ummah is growing all the time, there's obviously the need to cater for them. And naturally, Muslims would then choose those hotels and those resorts and those lodges that would cater for them. So that's what it's all about, that creating awareness amongst the non-Muslims who would like to enter in the industry, also Muslims, as to how you can cater for Muslims, what are the basic requirements in terms of food, in terms of drink, in terms of facilities, in terms of Salah facilities, Islamic heritage, also not having alcohol, not having obscenity or people being dressed in a particular place, having dedicated beaches for males, for females, things like that. So it is all about educating people. Also, there's various search mechanisms, halalbooking.com, halal tripadvisor, things like this. So all of this is being exhibited so that people can become aware, and they can now, you know, you can know, you're able to exactly find ways of how you can book a holiday and know exactly what is there to offer. So we were there at the conference center, the summit, Monday as well as Tuesday. Monday evening we will return to our hotel, and then Tuesday back to the summit, 2 full days at the summit, followed by which we were then given an opportunity to visit various tourist attractions of Abu Dhabi on Wednesday and Thursday. Yas Island, Ferrari World, also visiting the Heritage Village and some of the big buildings in the city. Hamdan Street, as well as the Hamdan Center, Madinah to Zayed Shopping Center. Just getting a picture of the whole city. Less than 20 years ago, it was just a desert waste. And you look at it now, and 20 years later, it is a glass and concrete jungle, so to say. It's mind-boggling. And I think, on the one hand, you know, you can really, really sit back and admire that what the desert waste has been transferred to, or has been converted. If you'd like to see the pictures, then go to the Radio Islam Twitter handle, at Radio Islam, and lots of pictures that I uploaded while I was there. That the entire Gulf. Did you know that Abu Dhabi is actually an island? There are 200 islands that form Abu Dhabi. And I forgot about the Sheikh Zayed Mosque, which is a masterpiece on its own. A huge mosque which can take 41,000. It's more of a tourist attraction than a mosque, should I say, in the sense that people, thousands of people come there every day, and they are able to take a tour of the mosque. The biggest carpet in the world is in the mosque. It is a means of dawah to Islam. People are able to get insight, you know, with the negative publicity surrounding ISIS and all of that. The Sheikh Zayed Mosque gives people insight of the serenity and the peace that people experience whilst being in a mosque. So that is a masterpiece on its own. And what is unique is the water next to the mosque, and then every night with the color of the moon, it shines on the mosque, and the coloring of the mosque then change. 80 domes, 4 minarets that are more than 100 meters long. It is undoubtedly a masterpiece. What else does Abu Dhabi have to offer? There's not much of culture there. You know, it's people that have come from all parts of the world, expatriates. They have come there. 85% of the population is expatriates. Lots of South Africans in the hotel where we were, someone from Cape Town, someone from the Eastern Cape. In fact, you know, while we were on Yas Island, and there were some Cape Townians and people from Kimberley, and I was talking to them, and suddenly someone from PE came, and our speaking team from PE, and I said, told him, I guess funny bye. And this guy went totally crazy. He was so, so happy. He's telling everyone that you people all have your people here today. Someone from my town has come, finally. And, you know, he was totally elated. And you can just pick the South Africans up. I think it's because we speak English and we learn quickly, so to say. That's why there's lots of South Africans in that part of the world. Also, we met travel agents and other South Africans who are all based in Dubai. There's almost a community of their own. So 85% expatriates, 15% locals. No poverty whatsoever, because the money has been distributed. All wealth is in the hands of the leaders, and then they take care of the basic needs of their own people. The expats, if they have a job, they can come there, otherwise they've got to go home. So there's no poverty whatsoever. Can you believe that? We're living in a country with this 40% unemployment. People have come there for money, so that gives you that very superficial feeling that everything is fake. Everything is, you know, based on ostentation and show and materialism. That's it. There's nothing more to it. Culture has been put aside. They talk of Arab culture. They talk of Arab cultural dress. The white jubba, they say that is their dress. It's not Islamic dress. They say the women wearing black, that's not Islamic. It is their cultural dress. So these are things that come through, that not much focus on Islam as a religion, the promotion of the deen as such. That is not on the agenda at all. And I've seen a number of Muslim countries, and the disappointing thing that Islam never seems to be on the agenda. You go to Malaysia, you go to Turkey, you go to different countries, and you just get this feeling that Islam and the promotion of Islam, the upliftment of the deen, the implementation of the laws of Allah is not really on the agenda. People are not worried about that. Yes, they're worried about making money, making their country the hub of the world, the center of the world. That is what is of uttermost importance to all. Alhamdulillah, I returned on Thursday evening from Abu Dhabi, landing in Johannesburg on Friday morning. I think I did send out that tweet that the best part of traveling is returning home. The best part of traveling is undoubtedly returning home. So that's a short overview of my 4 days in Abu Dhabi.